Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Looks like 9:26. Heaven. I'm going north. I'm going west. So I'm going to Cabo. Well, I'm going to Reposeira.
Oh yeah. Today?
Well, because there's no. The lodging is too expensive for me in
Then we see each other in Reposeira tonight.
Are you going there too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm going to Lidl. There's a Lidl in Vila de Bispo. Yeah, I like Lidl. So I'm going to get the food there.
Yeah.
It's small. It's a short. Could be a very short day today to go to
Yeah, but
so
the road is not nice. I mean, maybe there is a nice road here. But so you don't go to the Cape today?
I'm gonna go toward the Cape, then I shoot up to Vila.
Ah, yeah, okay, yeah.
No, I'm staying on the Camino.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's by the road, but it's by the coast. It's still, I did it last year the other way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is, oh, actually, this is, if you look at the arrow here.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna go, I think we're gonna go I need to go via the spa, and I will have a quick stop to have breakfast anyway.
Via what?
Spa. There is also a small supermarket here.
Oh yeah, I was there yesterday. I got my food there yesterday.
Much,
yeah. Anyway, and you are?
Louise.
Louise?
Yes. And you? What's your name?
Oh, you're French?
Yes.
I didn't catch you. So you actually speak pretty good English.
Thank you.
I'm French too.
What? No. C'est vrai?
Yeah, I'm actually beating you to the punch here. Yes, I'm French, but I've lived more than likely... Maybe more longer than you've been born in the U.S.
Ah, all right.
So that's why. Yeah, born and raised in France, but we're more American than... Well, actually, neither American either,
yeah,
but
yeah.
More so in terms of current affairs. Oh, yeah, your English is actually... wow, French people are like, yes, I speak very good English.
The other day, I was sending a memo to a friend, a WhatsApp message, and then I listened to it, and then I was like, is this how I speak English?
Well, yeah, of course, you're going to be so critical about
yeah.
How you sound, sure.
Yes.
I think you'll be over there. All right, so you came down here to do the Vicentina?
Yes, but I also did it. A few stops in the north from Porto-Covo to San Bugera del Mar.
Of course, a pretty, yeah. The first four, I guess?
Yes.
But they say are the most beautiful before you start to get back inland. And,
yeah. But I did it 7 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So now I want to do the rest.
Okay, then maybe I haven't been in the U.S. as long as you've been born. So you're about what, 26, 27?
28.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, there's something about some French, you kind of look like, you know, they're shorter, they have kind of fairer features, and they make them look younger. Sure, women seem to have that stuff. Or whatever works. Well, you look like you picked a nice time to do it. It looks like it's going to be beautiful all the way.
Yes, I'm really happy. Are you doing it until Porto-Covo?
No, I'm going all the way through Portugal and then Spain and then I'm gonna be walking for a while. I don't know if it's gonna be until it gets too cold or yeah, I'm just walking for now. So I was in Andalusia for the winter and I'm gonna shoot up north. So yeah, I'll be doing Camino Portugués through Porto and then almost to Santiago, and then I'll take the winter Camino,
okay.
And then I'll be joining different Caminos to go back toward France through the Aragonese, and then go to Italy. We'll see. That's the idea. Doesn't matter, I guess. Ultimately, you get me started. So more than that, we shall see. Yeah, it's kind of cute. Like two French people who can actually. Wow. Yeah, your English is very good. So you've been living in England?
No, I've been living in Germany.
Oh.
Living in Germany.
Du sprichst Deutsch.
Yes.
Das ist toll. I'm kind of at early stages of learning German.
Yes.
Okay, so, well, I guess, yeah, being French and then being German, I guess the English would be...
My English accent is a pretty nice mix between both accents. Between the German accent in English and the French accent in English, I think.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
I listen to myself.
But yeah, you sound... I mean, like I say, it's pretty soft, but yeah. It does sound... There we go. There is your...
Comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle le super français. Je m'appelle Anthony. Ich heiße Anthony.
Okay, I think I stop here and then I stop in the center for breakfast, so I catch you in the cabo.
Anyway, okay. Enjoy.
Okay.
Ciao, ciao.
Anthony, I push my friend.
I do not know how much of that you got, guys. And that was impromptu. She stayed where I stayed. So I don't know if you heard, but basically she is this French 28-year-old. I can't believe I forgot her name already. I'm horrible with names. And yeah, so she says she's doing the Camino too. But her English is very good. My goodness. So it was quite surprising, but after hearing her for a second, I was like, oh, I think she's French. So anyway, so chatted and she stopped at the grocery store here to get some supplies. And it looks like we might end up in a, actually it sounds like a reposeira, which is, or raposeira, I forgot how it goes, which is where I'm going because the price in Villa d'Obispo is, was too much for me. Okay, hold on. Well, doesn't matter. I still have a little bit to go here before I am back on the Camino. Though I might be on the Camino. Am I on the Camino? Yeah, I am on the Camino, actually. Anyway, we'll see if he takes me the right way. So I had an option to make it a lot shorter today. But, well, not only is it not going to be as physical as yesterday, it was quite a bit of roller coaster. But the body did well, very well. It was just me. You know, my mind, my spirit is just heavy. It's just laden with some kind of, I don't know. I have no idea, but it is what it is. But that being said, it will be beyond the shame on me. You know, I mean, again, beautiful sunny morning. I mean, it's going to be more than likely just that all the way. So amazing weather. Not too windy right now, but I think it's going to be windy today. Anyway. So here we are in where we are today, Sagres. So going through the town and rejoining the coast. And so we walk. The place was amazing where I stayed, Pura Vida. I mean, really, really, really nice. It was quaint. Dorm of four, two dorms of four people, just small. Wonderful. Just wonderful. Kind of a... I guess kind of a surfing and diving, free diving, which I guess is the offer, free dive school here. But I'm told there are none today because of the wind, so the visibility is too poor. So I met also Miriam from Austria yesterday. We're sharing the dorm, and I have no idea who's the other two, but it was all women. I was the only guy, so I felt my... progesterone shooting up, way up. Anyway, but yeah, it was amazing. Went to the store. There was a spa, which we just walked by, very close to the place. So you know, got the groceries, get myself a very nice dinner. Did read, you know. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse again. Like I said, it's interesting. I can enjoy something that the theme is not that interesting, but I enjoy the writing. I enjoy reading it anyway. So I'm more than likely will be reading this one all the way. I don't see why not. And so, yeah, basically chilled inside, beautiful living area with couches, with pallets that would make Pilar happy. She's done that at a house, both houses actually. She has pallets and some pillow where she has stitched some kind of fabric around that and kind of enjoy doing that, you know, kind of get by with stuff like that. But I really, really liked the place. It was just quaint. It was perfect. So kind of aware of one thing that I'm aware of is basically kind of the quietness, you know, so I can engage, you know, in terms of people, but really overall, you know, when people are just chatting, and which is quite typical in those places, you know, and quite nice, you know. But for me, I realize my social contribution, you know, kind of where I'm standing is, I'm just there, you know. I was in the living room for quite a while, you know, did my Duolingo, I guess I could have gone. That's okay. I can see the coast here. Oh, Cabo de Vicente. Is that Cabo de Vicente? No, that's not Cabo de Vicente here. Cabo de Vicente, there is a lighthouse. No, it's not it. But yeah, just to be there, it's kind of nice to have that place. You know, took a nap in the afternoon and then was in the kitchen, you know, doing my stuff. And then just still in the living room. There was a guitar, but really had no real interest in playing it. So, so yeah, it was just wonderful. Really, really, really enjoyed it. And then I watched that movie, British movie, about the woman who was able to get that interview where it blew up in a prince's face, Prince Charles, with his association with Jeffrey Epstein, basically. And anyway. And the end of his kinship, his royalship, I guess. So it was okay. And I'm watching this one about oxycodone. So it's kind of a fiction. I'm assuming, obviously, it's based on the real thing, but it's a fiction. As far as a doctor, an addict to oxycodone and the industry, the pharmaceutical industry. So anyway. But they kind of, I mean, it is kind of demonized. I think the industry, I think it's hard for them not to demonize it. And I think, am I going to let it go? Sure, I'll let it go. All right. So let me see here. Let me see. This is a roundabout. That's my main turn. It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And it looks like I'm going to go this way. Okay. And then from here, it's taking me to the coast. Okay. I think I should be okay then. So I'm going to bother you until the wind gets too much, or if somehow I never gets that bad, until I'm done. Oh, a silly thing. Yesterday evening, I couldn't find my earplugs, tapones. So I was like, dang it. And I looked, and I was like, did I leave them in that, you know, 2 nights ago, which is when I used them? And I was like, were they maybe wrapped around the bed sheet when I cleaned the bed? I didn't know. But as it turned out, this morning, I was like, I'm going to really, you know, turn everything inside out. And if that's the case, then obviously I would be buying new one because I need them. But there they were. So in my, now I remembered after I saw them, I was like, that's right. I left them here to keep it simple. You know, anyway. So that was that. So that's my birthday present. Yeah. Oh, yes. Mi cumpleaños. I forgot how you say 52nd birthday. 52nd anniversary in French. Something décimo. I forgot, it's a weird thing in Spanish. And of course, you almost never use it. So, anyway, but it's my 52nd today. So I have crossed that threshold. Here I am, this silly landmark. And actually, I had a message from Bilge this morning, you know, to wish me. That was very cute, from my little Lingvi daughter. Minha filha de Lingvi. Anyway, quite cute. Quite cute. So yeah, yesterday the walk was, it was, again, beautiful. It really is. I mean, even here right now, you know, this is five-star weather. So, you know, it's, but like yesterday was just like I was struggling along and just, you know, the pack was okay and not okay. And I was going to walk, you know, there was no question about that. But, it was just like, blah. I don't know. So, and at the same time, being like, okay, this is what it is. You know, I'm social enough when I arrive at the place, you know, to get by, to get the things done. And then, thinking of Pilar, shrink back into my own space. Oh, I had a cat that slept a part of the night with me. It was on somebody else's bed. Very, very cute. And here we go. This is where I'm going. Okay. Got you. And then when I woke up in the middle of the night, there it was at my feet. Adorable. Very, very cute. Very resourceful to open a magnetized door to get into the organic waste to find chicken bones. Anyway. Very, very cute, very sweet, and not shy at all. One of those guys you have to shoo him away while you're eating. And they have their food, by the way. So it's not like, this is the Camino. Okay. Anyway, so that was kind of cute. So I had a little bit of interaction, you know, me and cats. You know, it's right like into a glass. On the way to the grocery store yesterday, I was listening to realize I had 2 days of NPR. Obviously, you know, when I end up on a Camino, it's almost impossible. I mean, basically, it is impossible to listen to podcasts. Not almost, or not impossible. It is almost impossible, depending on what headspace I would find myself in. But so far, you know, it's just wonderful to be with your thought, with nature. And, you know, and now it's time to get some nature. The first day is really the only one that it still remain quite trafficked and with vicinity to town. So people are walking and anyway, it's quite touristy. But now, you know, it's going to be more like the people who are doing what I'm doing. You're going to cross. Yeah, you're going to have the hikers, but less. And so I was listening to it yesterday and just find out that OJ's juice died. And so they were reminiscing, talking about the white Bronco and, you know, and felt very jaded about kind of what they were saying. It felt like, and I understand it, but it felt like soap opera, like gossip, you know. And I understand that they are duty bound, you know, to offer what the public is going to want. I have the feeling that if they could, they would rather talk about other things. Though I guess technically in the American landscape, in the cultural landscape of America, OJ is quite a prominent figure, you know. And so... But still, you know, it was just this kind of cathartic, that kind of magnetic, that kind of irresistible junk food, you know, super palatable. That that people couldn't get enough of and loved the whole Bronco chase. And I enjoyed, I have to say, I watched that one with Cuba Gooding Jr., you know, that miniseries. And I most likely will watch it again, you know, about that kind of story and how And I guess fair enough, you know, culturally, you know, the whole thing with the blacks and feeling like, you know, let's say get away with murder. But the idea of for a black person to feel like, oh, my goodness, we're not all crucified, or, you know, what that must be like, you know, kind of like a sigh of relief. Anyway. All right. So we are quite close to the coast. Yeah, you can see those cliffs. Anyway. And the whole thing with China, Philippines, the US, and then China, that never ending story, right? Of geopolitics. So, but yeah, most likely we'll keep listening to it for a while, you know, to give myself a breath a little bit. Huh? Oh, it looks like I'm going to be getting off the road here, but they have kind of a nice pedestrian, maybe / bike lane here, quite wide actually, so it can't just be for pedestrian, that's too big. And they've narrowed, actually. We have more space for the pedestrian and the bikers than those two lanes comparatively have. Okay, so I think this is going to be our, the time when we take off here. So I was wrong yesterday. You know, I thought I was kind of mostly going to be level, more or less, but no. I had up and down, at least 3 or 4 more times, and one quite steep, you know, but not like sustained for crazy period, but quite steep. You're dropping down those calas. I don't remember how you call that in English. It's where you're around the cliff edge, and then you have those kind of lagoon-like beaches, you know, surrounded by the cliff and protected on two sides by the cliff. And so you come down to that and you have to come back up. I guess here is a Camino. Anyway, so, but you get done. It was definitely a longer day than I thought. And today would be definitely a kind of a nice one, but I want to go by the Lidl. So I'm going to get groceries. More than likely we'll do bread with, we'll see about the hummus. I don't quite understand where the hummus is around 3 times more expensive than Spain. It's crazy. It's just crazy. I don't get it. I can be that expensive. Anyway. And Lidl is kind of your baseline, right? I mean, if it's going to be that in Lidl, there is no way pretty much anybody else is going to be offering something less. So it is really mind-blowing that a chickpea paste be that much. And we're talking about 100 grams. So we're looking at around something that's like around $40 a kilo, like around $20 a pound. And that's just mind-boggling when you, shit. Okay, hold on a second. I think I'm okay here, but there is an option. Okay, let me see. Well, it doesn't matter, but this one will take us, I guess, doesn't matter. Let me go this way. So, anyhow, but I will be doing sandwiches, even though I'll have a stove. And then we'll see what else. I think I'll have to get some more Nutella. I'm starting to run low, and Lidl is a good place. And whether it's saturated fat or not, it doesn't matter. I'll still be getting it. Oh, can you hear the wave crashing? Against. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful. Beautiful. Really beautiful day. Well, anyway, body feels good. Definitely was feeling sore yesterday. Like I said, it was good. That day was... It was definitely physical, so I also ran out of water by the end. So I'm going to be looking at some kind of a small bottle that could be used to carry extra water. You know, like something like maybe around 0.5 liter. Like in Spain, they have this thing of gazpacho, That would actually be ideal. Shit. Okay, there's a fence here, but there's no way. It's gotta be that way, right? Yeah, okay, I see it. Thank you, marking on the Camino, blue and green. It's kind of an orange clay dirt looking with some rock, you know, outcrops of rock formation. And the beautiful sea, you know, they have these lines of waves cleanly breaking on the shore. Anyway, so Pura Vida, wonderful, thumbs up, was just what the doctor ordered yesterday. I guess the morning is, it's more a beat, you know, that as the day goes on, which is interesting. So, you know, I did everything. I still got up at 5, you know. Yeah, did everything. And actually now I have that special 3-day treatment where I can practice the pronunciation. So that's also very enjoyable. So I was practicing the German, Italian, and Portuguese. And putting an emphasis on Portuguese, being in Portugal. Anyway, but I haven't done the Spanish yet, but we'll see. I have the feeling I'm going to be quite early. There won't be too much to do today because I cleaned everything yesterday, but I wasn't able to shave because no outlet in the bathroom. It was very interesting. Second day where there are no outlets to shave. So, and of course it's fine. You know, there's no problem, no rush. So today, more than likely, well, it's going to be typical to have it. It's actually atypical not to find it. Even more so in a place like yesterday, actually. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. It was very peaceful. So to me, it was actually calming and soothing, you know. And I've mentioned, you know, it's nice again, you know, you being around people. So, you know, you have that life around you. But you don't have to do anything about it, you know? You're just there. Oh, there, Cabo de Vicente, I see it now. But I won't be going all the way there. The trail actually will take you a little bit before to the right, across the road, and yeah, there's no need to go there. It's fenced in, and there's just a freaking lighthouse with parking, and people by car going to take pictures, and I mean, I've been there last year. I don't quite see any point in going there again. Anyway, so we'll see today between that German girl, that student lawyer who's about to start an internship in Abeka, and this little French girl who's been living in Germany for 2 years, so who also speaks English and quite good. So anyway, reminds me a little bit of that gal that I saw on the Camino my first day last fall when I felt like I was going to die, you know, when I was passing out, just feeling horrible. And I met her, you know, and she was kind of hooked on the Camino, walking all the way from the Puy and then was going to turn around and walk back. So, you know, which is, you know, it's like 3,000, it's a good chunk of time, let's just say. You know, it's around 4 months, maybe a little more for her. But, yeah, it made me think about that, you know. And I guess, you know, where I was yesterday was mostly men, you know. Mostly single women, you know, coming and traveling around. Austrian, German, Swiss, I guess, you know, and then doing that. And feeling comfortable. So, yeah, the world is not perfect, but definitely, you know, 50 years ago, I think that would be almost unheard of. You know, and I guess I'm not saying that's good or bad, but I think it's a sign of some changes, you know, in terms of behavior modification, in terms of what's acceptable and what people allow themselves to do. You know, so. Les mœurs change, eh? The costumes, the habits change. Anyway. I did put some sunscreen on my elbow and kind of forearm because I could feel a little bit of that heat yesterday. And well, it's not going to change very much for the foreseeable future. So, so yeah, I'm going to be looking at the face, the neck, and then the forearm. I'm going to be looking at the thing. And of course, because of the folding of my arm, actually, I'm not doing that, interestingly enough, with the pole when, you know, using the trekking poles. Anyway, guys, well, there is a wind talking about. So here's a beautiful outcrop of cliffs wrapping around, you know, the coastline. It's just, you have the road, but it's all open, mostly undeveloped. I mean, obviously, there's no, I don't know how you would go about to do it unless you could desalinate the water. I think with solar panels, you'd get by more than likely if you could store some of it. So anyway, so I'm going to wish you a beautiful day from here, leaving Sagres, now, Cabo de Vicente, then Villa de Obispo. Then Reposoira, or Reposoira, whatever it's called. I think it's Reposoira. Reposoira? I can't think of it. I'm ahead of me with the tax. I wasn't actually heading that way. And, how about them, Apple? I think I could have missed a turn here. Okay, hold on. Where is Bispo? Oh, well, shit. I think I'm going to go this way. Yeah, be quieter. Nobody's going to go that way. Okay, that's fine. It'll be a different way than the way I went in. Okay. All right. Anywho, well, we'll see. The wind is picking up now. It was kind of getting cold yet. And I'm moving away from the coast, heading toward the Villa de Obispo. But I'm getting back into gratitude, so acknowledging things, you know, positive, that feels good, you know, that feel good, sorry, things, plural, feel good. And so, well, there's quite a few things. I can find quite a lot of things, so it's not that hard, actually, for me to be grateful, you know. And I was also looking at, you know, what would I like to accomplish today? And then kind of aspiration, dreams, you know? And I think for me, it's coming down to being okay with what is, to not resist, you know? To not try to pretend that I'm in charge. And to be mindful and to pay attention to that little voice when I am more quiet. And to make space, you know, when those moments are uncomfortable, we'll see how today's go, how today goes, or how today, yeah, how today goes, but definitely, you know, feeling calmer. Not as worked up, not as, you know, emotionally unstable, whatever you want to call it. We'll see, yeah? Because it seems like my early morning are quite good, energetic anyway. But then it was like, and the last one is, you know, would you, is there anywhere else you'd like to be? And with all the good, the bad, and the ugly, that is my life at times. I'm like, no, because it is still a place where I can still be myself or do feel myself the most, you know, however uncomfortable. And anywhere else, i.e., you know, like Pilar, or it's not, you know, it's not authentic. And so far in my life, I just can't. I can't hack it if it doesn't feel authentic. So, you know, no. So I am very content about being where I am. And even yesterday, if you'd asked me that, when I was feeling like shit, you know, like I was, me estaba comiendo el coco. I was eating my own self. It sounds so weird in English, but I really like it. You know, when I just couldn't stop, you know, brain masturbating myself. Yeah, this is where I was. And I didn't have to walk. If I wanted to, you know, I could have taken a train or bus or whatever, you know, it's like, so there's no gun to my head, pointing at my temples to tell me. And even then, it's still a choice. It is still a choice. Oh, we are blue, white and red trail here now. Obviously, I moved away from the coast, so, but I've never been on this one. Ecovia. It's for bike, I think, for biking. Anyway, so yeah, to make space and to find way to room to accept it all, to surrender, to really, really appreciate the place that humility plays in my life. And I think I can see how easy, what a slippery slope it is to becoming cocky or confident, or to start to, you know, to give yourself a pat on the back. And even though for myself, it'd be kind of ironic to do that, because I know I don't owe it to myself. It's quite clear, and I have no qualm, no problem saying it to the world, because it is true, you know. That being said, I don't know if the path I'm on is toward total failure. Chipai failure. Owata. To end in. Owadata maybe? Maybe it's data. I'm not sure. In Japanese. Fracasso. Échec in français. And un fallo también. Also, you could use a fallo. Fallo, fracasso. Fallo could be more like an error, a mistake, yeah. Un error, una equivocación. Anyway. So, yeah. So this is me. With a pack on, you know, walking toward, we'll see. You know, like I was saying, the French gal. Yeah, I don't know. You know, until it gets too cold, or until something else happens, or until I'm like, I'm done. You know, because I could. I could find a place and just shut down and just fuck it. I'm done. You know. But even that, I don't have a choice. Even a part of me is kind of like, kind of tired, you know. Kind of tired. So like, why am I doing that for, you know. There's no goal in mind, there's no end line, there's no, it's not, I don't know, what's the point? And maybe it is a path to, you know, to accepting that and to just, what's that, that myth about the guy who's supposed to push that rock uphill every day and every night. Goes back down and he has to come back up, and the futility of it. But it is, I guess it is a way, right? I guess I'm gonna go move away from the road here. I'm gonna say it's pretty narrow here, even for one car. So the part of me, you know, that feels sadness, that kind of scours my chronology, my history, and being like, oh, that would be nice, or what didn't that work, or whatever. It is not really me. It is not really helpful. And if it is one that's feeling like crap, then you know what? Yeah, let it come to a death. Let me take it to the cross. You know, let me die to another part of my self. My idea that, my nihilistic idea that through negation, through extinction, because you cannot extinct, you cannot kill that which you are, that I do believe. So the idea that since you don't know what it is that you are, but somehow you get a sense of that which you are not, then by not feeding that which you are not, you will eventually wither and die, and that will bring you closer to your essence. Anyway, that's kind of my idea. So on that note, I think that's enough for now, guys. It's kind of windy again. So peace and love, and talk to you on the other side of the rainbow.